Religious education programs begin in most parishes this month. Many of the programs involve young people, of course, but we're all called to grow in faith, no matter how old you are. Unfortunately, adults often see faith as something you learn as a child, and that's it. The Catholic writer Frank Schied once said the problem with adult Catholics is that they don't keep engaged in the faith that they learned as children. And he used the example of our eyes. We have two eyes. And let's say one of them is the eye of faith and the other is the eye of experience. As children, we may see the world with two eyes. But as adults, we may see the world only with the eye of experience, losing the focus that faith gives. It's another dimension. Faith helps us to see. Jesus said to his disciples, "You're all learners." So not only do children learn, but all of us learn. We're lifelong learners, lifelong believers, even to the end. I was talking to a man last week who said, I go to church pretty regularly. I try to live a good life. But I would like to know Jesus. And I told him that that's what we're all trying to do with our lives, to know Jesus. I told him to get a good Bible, like the New American Bible, and start reading it. And then try to listen especially to the readings in church that tell us what Jesus said and did. This is a time when he himself reveals himself to us, as one of the Eucharistic prayers says so well, "You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and always walk with us on the journey of life. And blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we're gathered by his love. And when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread." So from what we know of Jesus, he bravely faced the issues of his time with its questions and its challenges. And so knowing Jesus means to face the issues and challenges of our time as bravely as we can. Now let me just point out one of our challenges today. So our changing climate. Last Tuesday evening at the United Nations, a summit on climate change, the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, brought a message from Pope Francis. And he said that after 30 years of study, we have to admit that these are critical days in regard to our climate. We know that the entire international community is part of one interdependent human family. There's no room for the globalization of indifference, the economy of exclusion, or the throwaway culture that's so often denounced by the Pope. Our faith warns against the risk of considering ourselves the masters of creation. Creation is not some possession that we can lord over for our own pleasure, or even less, is it the property of only some people, the few. Creation is a gift. It's a marvelous gift that God has given us, so that we will take care of it and harness it for the benefit of all, always with the greatest respect and gratitude. Now, dealing with the climate is not just a matter of some technical changes like emission reductions and so forth. We need to change our lifestyles and the current dominant models of consumption and production. Knowing Jesus means living as Jesus would if he were with us today. We're all learners. The consoling thing is that we can start anywhere, anytime to know Jesus. The gospel readings for this week and last week tell us that. The workers going into the vineyard, the two sons in today's reading, tell us that the invitation is always there. So let's take it.